With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And I have a pocket full of Christmas.
You do?
Can I take my pocket out right here and show you?
So many Christmas shows.
So many. Little time. Oh, my God. By the way, I am still going to be doing Theater Talk for the next millennium.
Are you ready for Theater Talk?
Are we ready for Theater
Talk? Yes.
Hey, that's a good catchy opening.
Well, we
ought to incorporate it into Theater Talk.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, Jim Santella has retired from the Blues Show, but will continue to do Theater Talk.
Let's move along to Ian McNeil, a bud of yours.
A bud of mine, British designer, Olivier and Tony Award winner, and came to Buffalo to research a show for the National Theatre of Great Britain. Worked with me and with Lorna Hill of Ujima Company.
You worked as a production assistant.
We did. We did research for him. He's doing James Baldwin's Amen Corner for the National Theatre of Great Britain.
That's not a Christmas story.
No. They worked far ahead, but he wanted to see storefront churches, and he wanted to see photographs from Milton Rigovin, the Birchfield Penny, set him up in their archive to look at the photographs.
Did you have fun?
Well, it is a lot of fun doing that and visiting storefront churches all across the East Side, and it will be interesting to see how this production evolves. He's agreed to Skype with Buff State students. We'll keep an eye on it.
Well, should we have a white Christmas, or should we have a white Christmas? Or maybe we'd have a white Christmas.
White Christmas is at Shays. They've sold more than 20,000 seats.
It's a cash cow.
It is a huge celebration of Irving Berlin music. They've added more songs than are in the movie. It's got James Clough, who was last in Buffalo, I think, is Captain Hook.
Talk about Ruth Williamson.
Ruth Williamson has never been to Buffalo before, and she is playing Martha, the hotel concierge, who's in love with the general. She has a marvelous voice. She's the Broadway go-to gal for a character actress who can do comedy, but has a voice like Judy Garland.
In baseball, people like that are called utility players. Sounds like she would be ready and available to plug into any one of a number of roles.
Well, famously, the Salvation Army general in Guys and Dolls, the mayor's wife in The Music Man. This is the kind of role that Ruth Williamson would play. To television viewers, fans of the show Nip Tuck might remember her as the woman who was addicted to plastic surgery for 4 seasons. And when they killed her off, they killed her off with a fantasy sequence where she sang with Burt Bacharach at the piano.
Moving right along, the best Christmas pageant ever. You're the judge. Which one?
Well, Theater of Youth has brought that show back again. It's based on a children's book. This happens at Christmas time, that Shays has had White Christmas before, a different version, but it's back. Best Christmas pageant ever, that's a toy. A Christmas Carol at the alleyway again for how many times?
Talking about cash cows, I think they're into their golden anniversary.
Not quite, but it's 30. The 30th year of A Christmas Carol. Then the Paul Robeson Theater has Christmas is Coming an uptown. It just keeps going and going and going.
Let's put it this way. If you take a stick, throw it in the air, you're going to hit a Christmas performance.
You are. Lancaster Opera House also has the best Christmas pageant ever. You can see a Christmas show this week if you'd like.
I hope we don't have any snow to go with it. There are some, what we would say, are civilian plays, non-Christmas, in other words.
Non-Christmas, yes. Cloud Nine is the Carol Churchill play continuing at the New Phoenix Theater, and other desert cities will continue over at the Cavanoki Theater. I did get over to see Radio TBS. Oh, that's another Christmas show. It stands for Trailer Park Broadcasting Scandals, and it's about a group of women in a southern trailer park community.
It's not about radio?
Well, yeah, it's a radio broadcast where they air everyone's dirty linen, and they are also putting on a living nativity and tribute to Elvis Presley called Tribute to the Kings. I will say, do you know these Christmas shows, sometimes quality is not the main issue. It is building community. It's delighting the audience. It's bringing in a lot of people.
Closing is The Irish Curse.
The Irish Curse, this is certainly not Christmas-themed, and that is at BUA. This is about men who get shortchanged in their endowments.
So Santa Claus will be appearing in many, many places and households and theaters.
And Santella Claus will continue on Theater Talk, and I'm very, very glad.
Yes, I will tell Santella Claus. He was worried about you. He said, a lot of coal seems to be accumulating around your abode. Be careful.
Be careful.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.